Wales is proud of being the birthplace of the NHS, and Nairin Bevan found his inspiration for free, universal healthcare in his hometown in the Welsh Valleys, where miners came together and chipped in to ensure the community could be cared for. Those remain as modern values in our beloved health services in Wales and Scotland. In England, they've decided to pursue a model that is based on privatisation, which is their right to do. But the repercussions for Wales and Scotland could be significant. The cuts that could follow for our budgets in Scotland and Wales will make it very challenging and threaten our ability to implement the values of our respective nations. It's fundamentally undemocratic that people in Wales and Scotland elect governments that wish to keep public services in public hands, but that mandate is then overturned in Westminster as a result of Whitehall having its hands on the purse strings. Scotland's referendum and its outcome will touch all aspects of Scottish life, but none more so than the NHS. The 18th of September could very well turn out to be one of the most significant dates for the NHS in Scotland since it was created almost 70 years ago. Other EU states have secured exemptions for important sectors from potential private US involvement. France, for example, has protected its film industry, but the Tory-led Westminster government has refused to ensure similar protection for the NHS. It's inconceivable that an independent Scotland would act in the same way. The direction of travel for healthcare under Westminster rule is clear. Even Labour in London have conceded that privatisation is accelerating in the NHS in England.